Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thank you for joining us. Tomorrow night, the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame will induct its class of 2016. The honorees include 9 women and 1 women's organization. Who are this year's inductees, and why were they chosen? Caitlin Dial is here with the answers. Caitlin's the interim executive director of the Michigan Women's Historical Center and Hall of Fame on Malcolm X Street in Lansing. Thank you for joining us, Caitlin.
Thank you for having me here.
Talk to us about the center and the Hall of Fame. What do visitors find when they go there?
Well, we're a small museum, but we have our Hall of Fame. Currently, we have 298 plaques up on the wall of incredible Michigan women, from stories for education, civil rights, union rights, you name it. We have a woman who represents that story.
You've been at it how long down there?
Almost a year.
Okay. All right. So you're still kind of new at the job. You're learning an awful lot about historical figures throughout Michigan.
Yes.
Great Michigan women. 5 of this year's inductees are in the contemporary category. Describe the different categories you work with here.
So every year we induct women into our Hall of Fame into 2 categories: contemporary, meaning that they're still living, and historical, meaning that they've already passed.
Okay. And a couple of them in the contemporary category who are still living are certainly familiar names here to everyone here in Lansing and in Michigan. Motown music legend Diana Ross.
Yes. Yes.
Pretty understandable why she would be in a Hall of Fame, but tell us more about what went into that decision.
Well, we garner nominations from people throughout the state. So we don't put up these women. We don't select them. And then we have judges review those nominations. So it was really the nomination that was put forth for Diana Ross, chosen by our judges, with her incredible achievements throughout her life, being the Motown legend, but also a great solo artist, and with also her significant achievements for women and other causes that she supports.
Okay. How many inductees altogether here tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night we have 10 inductees, 9 individual women and 1 women's group, and then we have 1 man going into the Hall of Fame.
And you do that every year, I understand. We'll learn more about that in just a minute. We'll learn about that. This is the recipient of the Philip Hart Award, the legendary Michigan senator here. One of the other 2 local women in this year's Hall of Fame class is certainly a very familiar name to everyone across Michigan, Michigan State University President Luanna Simon.
Yes. The first woman president of Michigan State University and the 20th president here at the university. An incredible woman. I personally got to see the films that we produced to honor the 10 women that go into the Hall of Fame last night, and she is a phenomenal speaker, and she has done so much for the state of women, especially here at the university, in working with Title IX and increasing the level of female athletes here at the university, but also in her personal career, being the first female provost, being the first female president here at the university. She's really done a lot.
We've got another person from Lansing, a Lansing educator, who is also closely identified with advances in education, Dr. Olivia Letts,
yes,
the first African-American hired to teach in the Lansing School District. Tell us more.
Yes, she is a lovely woman, and she will even say that that she wasn't held back by the color of her skin, but she really did so much for people of color here in the city of Lansing and for the school district and for teachers. And she is well-loved by the community here in Lansing. There's the Lett Center that's located right here in Lansing, named for her and her husband for everything that they do for the people here in this town.
Of course, her work involved desegregation efforts and hiring more teachers of color in the Lansing School District, besides being the first African-American hired to teach in Lansing. A couple of the other contemporary inductees, Dr. Anan Ameri of Detroit, and the Reverend Faith Fowler of Detroit. Tell us about these 2.
Yes, Dr. Anan Ameri, she's the founder of the National Arab American Museum in Dearborn. And Reverend Faith Fowler is the founder and executive director of Cass Community Social Services in Detroit. You've heard about the tiny houses that are being built currently in the city of Detroit for the homeless and those who can't afford larger mortgages. That's her organization that's spearheading that effort.
We're talking with Caitlin Dial of the Michigan Women's Historical Center and Hall of Fame about the hall's 2016 class of honorees being inducted tomorrow night. Now, some of these names on the historical side of the ledger are probably less familiar. They were active many, many years ago, but still you consider them worthy of some recognition. We've got Elizabeth Sparks Adams, who served 54 years on the Michigan Historical Commission. Daisy Elliott of Detroit, who lived almost to the age of 100. Another civil rights leader and former state representative. What can you tell us about those two?
Daisy Elliott was a phenomenal woman, and she's the co-author of the Elliott-Larsen Act that we have here in the state of Michigan that protects us for all civil rights here. And she's really one of the first women to, or she's one of the 11 women who had a say in our current state constitution. She was a force to be reckoned with in the state legislature, and we're so proud to have her recognized in the Hall of Fame.
Others here in the historical category, Dr. Evelyn Golden, who practiced medicine in Flint for nearly 50 years, specializing in the care of women and children. Lottie Lewis of Niles, Michigan, a nationally renowned artist whose works were displayed at the White House.
Yes.
A black woman who also worked in education, civil rights, and women's suffrage. So a long list of inductees here for tomorrow night. You're inducting an organization as well here. Let's talk a minute about that. The Mary Freebed Guild in Grand Rapids.
Yes. Yeah. So if you're familiar with the Mary Freebed Hospital in Grand Rapids, that was originally started as the Mary Freebed Guild, where a group of women in 1891 wanted to fund a free bed for anyone who couldn't afford health care at a local hospital. So they passed a purse and asked anyone named Mary, which was the most common name at the time for women, to donate 10 cents. And within a short amount of period of time, they had enough money to fund that free bed. Thus, the Mary Free Bed Guild was formed.
And we alluded to the Philip Hart Award earlier. This is when you acknowledge one man every year. Who's the winner of this year's Philip Hart Award?
So this year is the Honorable Damon J. Keith. We give that award away to a man who has made significant achievements in helping women advance themselves in their careers or are particularly focused in advancing women. So Damon J. Keith, he has been a mentor for the former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, current Dean of Wayne State University's Law School Jocelyn Benson, and others. So he's been a supporter of women and their careers and also of black attorneys.
The Michigan Women's Hall of Fame will induct its class of 2016 tomorrow night with a ceremony at MSU's Kellogg Hotel and Conference Center. I'm told the ceremony is actually sold out, but you put together a waiting list, correct?
Yes. We don't want anyone to miss out. So as we have people drop their seats, we're adding people in.
There's a reception at 5, a dinner at 6, the program at 7. We want to thank Caitlin Dial, Interim Executive Director of the Michigan Women's Historical Center and Hall of Fame. Thank you, Caitlin. Have fun tomorrow night.
Thank you.